Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes just the smallest of paranormal experiences can be very perplexing, especially if it's something that affects what you're trying to do or trying to enjoy. Think about this. You're going about your daily life all the time. The electronic items you interact with, and there's probably a lot of them, even more than you probably realize, tend to turn off on their own. And they're not supposed to. It's not like the auto standby that many more modern electronics have. It's just, they're just turning off. Is this a message from the other side? Do you have some sort of magnetic pull or power on these objects? What the hell is going on? Why are they doing this? It's not only annoying, but it also very spooky. Makes you wonder, is it you? Is there something about you that's doing this? Or is there something following you that's doing this? That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. My boyfriend and I made ourselves comfortable on the couch. I got two pillows and a blanket, switched on the TV, browsed the channels to see if there's anything good on. It was late at night, almost midnight. Our cat was happily purring his little purr in his little house. One of the channels was showing an Angelina Jolie film. The film was intense. We didn't move until it finished, which was around 1 in the morning. I decided I was going to go to bed, so I kissed my boyfriend goodnight, went out to bed. Passed out more or less right away, but mainly because I had only the light from the living room shining in the hallway. I knew my boyfriend was still watching TV. It was just peaceful, dark, calm. When I got up in the morning, my boyfriend was already awake and working away in the studio. I asked him what time he got up, and he said about 4 in the morning. He then asked me if I'd gotten up and switched off the TV. I said no, to which he replied, "Don't mess around. You didn't want to wake me up, so you switched the TV off and went back to bed." Again, I told him I did not, and that I passed out completely as soon as I hit the sack. He was convinced that I had switched off the TV, so I left it at that. My son goes to his grandparents on Friday and comes home Sunday. My son returned on Sunday at about 5 o'clock in the evening, made him dinner a little bit later. We'd all eaten. My boyfriend went back to the studio, and my son and I decided to play a game on the computer for an hour. Later that night, we were bored playing the game, so we switched the computer off and went to the living room to check out what was on TV. After browsing a few channels and finding nothing to watch, we left the news channel on. I was happy sitting there watching the news. My son took the cat's blanket into his room. He decided the cat would sleep in his room that night. The cat always sleeps with me on the bed. It doesn't matter where he falls asleep, he'll always end up sleeping next to me. I told my son to leave the door slightly ajar to allow the cat to go and eat if he needs to. It was coming up to be very late, and my son decided he'd hit the sack. He took the cat, and that was it. He was gone. My boyfriend came into the living room and made himself comfortable next to me. We watched the news for a while before putting on a movie. I sat and watched TV with him for about a half an hour, after which I decided to hit the sack myself. At Roth the next morning, gave my boyfriend the pillows so he could lie comfortably on the couch before kissing him goodnight. I closed all the windows, checked everything was switched off, and checked on the cat to see if he was okay. All done. Kissed my boyfriend goodnight, went to bed. Woke up at some point. Looked at the clock. It was about 1:45. I heard movement in the living room. I knew that my boyfriend was in there. It's probably him. I went back to sleep. Woke up much, much later, early morning, closer to 6, and the cat was lying next to me asleep. I got out of bed and went into the kitchen. My boyfriend was on the computer. I asked him what time he got up, and he said around 2. He had woken up by the banging on the window. When he opened his eyes, he had fallen asleep on the couch. The TV was on standby, but the satellite was on. When he went to look outside to see what was banging, it was a cat. He was outside and wanting to come in. His first question was, did I switch the TV off? No, I didn't. Second question, who let the cat out? Guess again, not me. Maybe the cat went out through one of the windows, I explained, and I had closed all the windows before I went to bed. I suspected my son. Maybe he let the cat out. We'd not know until he was up. My boyfriend said maybe there was an electrical problem with the TV, the batteries, and the remotes running on low, so we'd check it out. But that still did not explain who let the cat out. When my son got up, we asked him the same questions. If he switched the TV off and let the cat out, and he said no. He'd not done either. We were baffled. My boyfriend was still convinced that we were messing with him. My son and I joked that one of us must have astral projected and let the cat out and switched the TV off. The week went by with no weird things happening with the TV, the satellite, or the cat. Still very baffled, though. Saturday, my boyfriend and I were up most of the night, and Sunday morning, by 10 a.m., we were just pining to do something. So we plunked ourselves on the couch, fell asleep watching the news. Inky was spooled out. That's our cat on the hallway. I remember waking up at one point and changing the channel and then falling back into a deep sleep, snuggled up to my boyfriend. Our note on this, our couch, if you lie on it left, your feet are facing towards the hallway and your head is on the rest, which is against the wall. We were, of course, lying on the right, so our feet were facing the hallway. The TV remote was on the floor near the doorway, and the satellite remote was on the floor next to me, both remotes opposite each other. The only way for me to pick up the TV remote would be to physically get up and get it. A sudden feeling of fear overwhelmed me. While I was sleeping, I opened my eyes very quickly, and as I did, the TV went to standby. Our TV does not do that automatically. I don't know why I quickly grabbed the remote. I grabbed the satellite remote as well. Switched the TV back on and the satellite back on. I got this feeling of a dark presence near the living room. Got up very quickly, but nobody was there. Freaked out, I got up trying to rationalize what had just happened. I could not blame my son or my boyfriend, so I thought, the cat? I walked into the hallway and he was still asleep. It was just past noon. I could not make sense of any of this. It had never happened before, and I kept thinking of how many times it had happened to my boyfriend, and now it just happened to me. But I also felt a presence. I did not bother going back to sleep. I tried to occupy my mind by trying to do other things, but my boyfriend was still asleep. Tried playing some games in the computer in the bedroom, but I couldn't concentrate. I tried to browse the net, not good, checking my emails. Went back into the living room and just watched whatever was on the TV. My boyfriend got up a while later and asked how long I'd been up for, and I told him a while and told him what had happened with the TV and how someone had physically put the TV on standby using the remote. His comment was, "That's impossible." I told my son when he came home, and bless him, he started to check the remote controls and the switches and found no faults. On Tuesday, I go to a yoga class in the evening. My students arrived a little past 8:30. Put the CD player on. Class went smoothly. The CD I put in had 8 tracks on it. The CD played fine until it got to track 8. The music then stopped. I asked my students to continue practice while I checked the CD. And when I looked at the on-off button, it was on standby. The system had been switched off. To this day, I don't know what is happening. I continue to have experiences where items, electronic items specifically, turn off by themselves. These items don't have auto-off switches. There's no function to them that should make them do this. But it seems wherever I go and almost whatever I do, after a period of time, if it's electronic and I'm using it, it will turn off by itself.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.